This is an ABC podcast.
It was 1964 in New Jersey, and two astronomers named Arno Penzias and Robert Woodrow Wilson were looking for something quite rare, especially if you're a parent or if you own a very excitable dog. They were looking for a little peace and quiet. I'm not talking about a pair of earmuffs or a relaxing stroll through a park or even some time with your favourite podcast. I mean silence. Dead silence. The kind of silence you'd expect to find only in the grave or perhaps in the darkness of space. They were tasked with identifying background radio waves that might interfere with brand new satellite communication technologies. I'm not a scientist. I'm not going to pretend I know exactly what this means, but I should explain that they weren't trying to tune into XR2 Alien FM. Radio waves are just another form of naturally occurring electromagnetic wave, like X-rays, infrared, or even light, bouncing off planets, reverberating through space. To measure these waves correctly, the two men needed to find a spot in space where these waves don't exist, so they could calibrate their instruments. They pointed their telescope into the darkness of space, far removed from any known galaxy, and listened. Everything they'd been taught, heck, everything humanity knew about the universe up to that moment in 1964, told them that in the emptiness between galaxies, there should only exist silence. But when they put on their headphones, what they heard was this. You're listening to Little Tiny, stories about the small things that have changed the world. I'm Kara Schlegel, and this is The Static. Galileo Galilei didn't invent the telescope, no matter what my Encarta 95 CD-ROM told me. The patent belongs to Hans Lippershey, a 17th century lens maker from the Netherlands who perfected an already existing design. The true inventor is unknown. What Galileo did was take Lippershey's design and point it up to look at the sky. In 1610, Galileo mapped the course of the moons of Jupiter using this repurposed invention. Before then, most people thought that the universe revolved around us. For some, this hasn't really changed. But in watching the moons encircle Jupiter, there was confirmation for Galileo that the theory of heliocentrism, in which the Earth and other planets revolve around the sun, was vastly more compelling. I know it's technically my job, but I can't quite put into words what an enormous impact these findings had on the world. The impact they had on Galileo's life alone was substantial. He was named a heretic by the church, faced an inquisition, and ended up on trial, headed by a former friend, Pope Urban VIII. Threatened with torture, he allegedly recanted his work, stating that the Earth did not revolve around the sun. According to legend, he then muttered under his breath the phrase, "And yet it moves." Up until this moment in history, cosmology, that is the study of the origins and fate of the universe, was dominated by the metaphysical. The stories of gods and monsters were written in the stars. And then, suddenly, celestial bodies were physical entities we could see the same way we might see a distant mountain or a small rock, almost close enough to touch. This so-called physical cosmology sparked the interest of some of humanity's greatest minds. Albert Einstein was famous for his fascination with how the universe moved, coining a theory in 1917 called the cosmological constant. Einstein thought that the universe was static and everything within it, the galaxies, the planets, even us, were caught in a perpetual loop. Bryce, cut it out. Stop it.
Sorry. I got too excited.
But when Edwin Powell Hubble found in 1929 that the galaxies which made up the Milky Way were moving away from each other, Einstein abandoned his theory, later calling it the biggest blunder of his life. Out of Hubble's discovery, a new theory emerged, one that would transform cosmology, impact the way we understand the universe, and ruin primetime television for good. It's the theory that our universe is ever expanding from a single point. It's called the Big Bang Theory. In 1964, Arno Penzias and Robert Woodrow Wilson were having a hard time. After almost a year of searching, they seemed no closer to finding the source of that strange static emanating from the darkness of space. They'd repositioned their telescope to compare and contrast the noise with various sounds, trying to isolate the source of the interference. They pointed it at other galaxies, planets, New York City, the diner down the road. Nothing fit. Eventually, they decided to check the instrument itself. What they found was their million-dollar telescope covered in bird poo. After several attempts to relocate the birds, they discovered that if you trap pigeons and then set them free somewhere else, they will just fly home. Let me remind you that these men were scientists. They eventually shot the pigeons, saying later that it was the humane thing to do. Satisfied with their cull, they cleaned the telescope and pointed it back into the darkness. After all that time and frustration, they would at last find their silence, they thought. But what they heard was this. At this point, they realized they needed help. Down the road at Princeton University, there sat a trio of scientists, also searching for something. The team, led by Robert Dickey, had a theory that if the Big Bang happened, there had to be lingering evidence of it. The universe couldn't just walk away from a massive explosion like that. It's not Jason Statham. What they were trying to find was the cosmic microwave background, radiation emanating from the early moments of the universe. And they'd gone as far as starting to build their own antenna to detect these distant waves when Penzias and Wilson knocked on their door. When Dickey's team first heard this sound that had been ruining Penzias and Wilson's experiments for over a year, they were astonished. If not a little resentful, one of them saying, "We've been scooped." What the astronomers found was not interference or a mechanical problem or aliens or even bird poo. It was the sound of the very beginning of our universe. Like with Galileo's discovery, the implications of this evidence were enormous. It garnered support for a once highly controversial theory, one that has changed the way we see our universe and our own place in it. One of the biggest takeaways from the Big Bang Theory is that the universe is expanding. And it will keep expanding and keep expanding and keep expanding. It has no signs of slowing down. Ever. until the very atoms that make up our world are spread apart from one another, and the heat that binds us dissipates into the darkness of space. And at last, after all this time, we'll have found silence. Thank Christ. Little Tiny is written and presented by me, Kara Schlegel, produced by Bryce Halliday. Our history consultant is Zoe Tan, and Joel Werner is our executive producer. You can email us at littletiny@abc.net.au with questions, corrections, and ideas for future episodes. Thanks so much for listening.
You've been listening to an ABC podcast. Discover more great ABC podcasts, live radio, and exclusives on the ABC Listen app.